That carol is such a great one to start because it talks a lot about children, because we are all children who grow up and become the people that we're meant to be, just like Jesus grew up from being a baby to become the Lord and Saviour of all the world. When I was young, my dad used to bring me to Christingle services. Indeed, my dad is a vicar, very much like myself, and so I didn't often have much choice. But I always loved coming along and sharing in the service that we're about to enjoy together, singing songs, hearing from the Bible, and most importantly of all, lighting those strange candles on those oranges with the sweets. My name, by the way, is Samuel, for those of you that haven't yet met me, and it's a real privilege to be able to welcome you to be part of this Christingle service. You've all found your carol sheets. The other part you'll need is the printed order of service. remembering that Jesus is the God, the Son of God, and we too are God's children, I invite you to look at your orders of service, and we're going to say our introductory prayer, where I will say something, and then you have the opportunity to make a response printed in bold. So gathering here, waiting for Christmas, we will watch for the Lord. We will wait confidently for our God, who will save us. We are in darkness now, but the Lord will give us light. O Lord, you give us light. You dispel our darkness. Let us thank God, our Heavenly Father, for all that Christmas means to us, and for his great love in sending Jesus to us as a baby on the first Christmas day, and for sharing his life with us. Thank you, Father, for the light of the star which led the men to the city of Bethlehem, there to see Jesus, the light of the world. Thank you, Father, for all the many gifts we enjoy, and for the work of all who help children in need everywhere. Thank you, Father. We've mentioned there the town of Bethlehem, the place in which Jesus was born, where wise men and shepherds gathered to see him in the manger. And so let us stand again and sing our next carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem, which is number 1 in your carol sheets.
Child of Bethlehem, descend to
And so we all sit as we listen to a couple of readings from the Bible.
The first reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 60. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises above you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Grams.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. This is chapter 5, we start at verse 8. For you were once in darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruits of the light consist in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible. For it is light that makes everything visible. This is why it is said, Wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Our two readings cover a great span of years, but both have a common theme, that of light shining in the darkness. In a moment, we're going to stand and sing our next carol, but I invite you to look at the windows. For as you came in, it was still light outside, but now it is getting darker. The lights that we have are the lights that are on in this church, but also metaphorically is the light of Christ. So let us sing about that Christ in our next carol, Away in a Manger, number 6.
Jesus, lay down with sweet melody.
Please be seated. May I speak in the name of Jesus, who at Christmas time came to be the light of the world. Amen. It is getting darker outside. Whenever you go in the dark, you always need something to help you see your way. Now, I find that particularly living around here, it is very important to have a nice, good torch. What I like about this torch is that when I click it on, it brings up a light. But if that light is not bright enough, indeed you can barely see it on the walls, I can hold the button down and it gets brighter. And it gets brighter yet again. And I can make it even brighter. Which means that no matter where I walk throughout Penn and Tyler's Green, I can always see where the edge of the road is. I can always be seen by the cars around me. And I think that this is something very important, because if you have no lights, it becomes very dark. It can become spooky. It can be dangerous if cars coming along can't see where you are. Particularly in this weather, it becomes cold and wet. And so we want to always make sure that we are prepared. And so one of the ways we do that is we take a torch which will shine up wherever we go. And that's exactly what our stories are all about when it comes to Christmas time. It's talking about the darkness that are in our lives. It uses the darkness of winter as a metaphor for all of the things in our lives where we might feel lost, alone, or even afraid. And the Christian faith promises us that we never need to be afraid or alone, because Jesus comes into the world to be a human being just like us. And that is what Christingle is all about. We have these oranges with candles, which represent for us a number of different things. And I know that there are people in here who know exactly what those things might be. So this is a big version, perhaps a Blue Peter version, of something that we prepared earlier, of the Christingles that we will be handing out in a short little while. Now, what are the different parts that make a Christingle a Christingle? Any guesses as to what makes it? What do you see? What's the big thing that you see first? The orange. And do you know what the orange is? Do you know what it represents for us? It represents the world. You are spot on. You can come here and give this talk for me, because you clearly know, I think you probably know the other answers, don't you? No? Well, we will see if others have good guesses as well. The orange represents the fullness of the world on which we live. I wonder what else people can spot with this Christingle. Any guesses? Any volunteers? Yeah, what have we got?
The sweets on top represent the seasons.
The sweets on top represent the seasons. I'm out of a job. I really am. Completely right. We have sweets on top, representing the good things that God gives to us in different seasons. For some of us, that might be things like carrots and potatoes. For others of us, it might be things like hops and barleys, which make other tasty, wonderful things. But the point is that in each season, we have things that the world produces that enables us to live and enjoy our lives. The seasons are four of them: winter, spring, summer, and autumn. But these four represent something else as well. I wonder if anyone knows what these four different things might also represent. Any guesses? Oh, thought I heard a voice. No? Do you have any guesses at the back there as to what might be four? You've got a hand up. I'll come all the way to you. No? No, you're not sure? Well, you can have a good look anyway, as I tell everybody. The four things are like north, south, east, and west, which represents everywhere on the whole world. And there's one last thing on this orange which goes all the way around the world. Can we see what that is? We have a red ribbon. Does anybody know what the ribbon represents for us? Oh. Let's see. I might have to pick on somebody here. Yes? Yes, represents blood. Specifically, it represents the blood of Jesus Christ. It's the blood which died for the whole world, that we might not be alone. But rather than being afraid and stuck in the middle of death and all that life might hold, which is difficult, we have the healing power of God himself, won for us through the cross of Jesus Christ and the resurrection to eternal life from the grave. But this Christingle is incomplete if we stay only with those things. On the top we have a candle. And that candle represents for us the victory of Christ as the light of the world over the darkness of our lives. And it is that light which in a moment we shall be sharing with one another as we too hold our own Christingles. And we will stand here in the middle of this church with all of the lights turned off, lit only by the light of these candles, a sign to us of hope that no matter how dark our lives might get, there is always something worth holding on to. More than that, we find that something holds on to us, that God in Jesus Christ never leaves us nor forsakes us, but is with us wherever we go, especially when we walk out of this place into all of our own lives contain. And so remembering that he is the light of the world, let us come to a time of prayer as we hold up before God our own lives and those whom we love and care for. You'll see on your orders of service that there is a response, which when I say, when I avoid knocking the candle over, when I say, shine your light in the darkness, if you would like to join in by replying, the Lord is our light, in him we trust, you are most welcome to do so. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you did not want us to live life on our own, but you came to us that we might live our lives in the light of your life, that we might know God's love for us and have hope in whatever circumstances we face. When things are difficult, we pray that you will shine your light in the darkness. The Lord is our light, in whom we trust. Lord, we know that our world is broken and hurting in many ways. We know that there is much which is not good, and many things which are damaged. We ask that you will help us to love one another, that we might bring about peace and compassion within our communities. We pray that where people do not like one another, that you may bring about kindness and friendship. We pray that where people are hurting, that you will bring about healing and health. And we pray that where people are afraid, you will keep them safe. Lord, shine your light in the darkness. The Lord is our light, in him we trust. Lord, we remember before you our friends and our families. We think of those who we are worried for or hope will get better soon. We remember those whom we miss and ask that you will comfort us as we remember them. We pray, Lord, that this Christmas will be a good Christmas for us, for our families and our friends. Lord, shine your light in the darkness. The Lord is our light. In him we trust. And I invite you to join with me, if you wish, by saying the words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, for deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. It's at this point that I have to say that you've been wonderful, especially the children who have been listening, but also the adults who have sung along and engaged with what we're doing. Now, sometimes this service is mistakenly thought of as a service for children. Well, it's not. It's for children who are of whatever age. If you are young of heart and you like sweets and oranges and candles, and you have done so well as to listen to what we've done so far, you are very welcome to join in our act of Christingle. The way this is going to work is I'm going to invite you to come up on the right-hand side of the aisle to the front where you will be given a Christingle, and then come back down on the left-hand side of the aisle, and we will queue up along the edges, everyone holding a Christingle, and then we will begin lighting them from candle to candle along the way. The way we do this is we hold lit candles straight upright, and we tilt candles which are not lit. If you could keep an eye on children to make sure that they're keeping safe, and children, make sure that your parents are doing it safely as well. Do feel free to come on up and grab your Christingle. Could sort of go down and start forming the queue on the other side. David, if... Very welcome. Thank you. Right. Now, the golden rules are to make sure you keep the candles away from anybody with long hair. And we're going to light this candle from the Advent candle that we lit at the very beginning of the service, because this is part of us waiting for Christmas. So, gentlemen, if you'd like to join the lines. And so the light spreads down throughout the church, as indeed it has spread throughout the history of the world, sharing the light of Jesus from person to person. As you receive this light, remember that Christ is the light of the world. Whoever follows him will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. May these Christingles remind us to shine as lights in the world, bringing light and hope to others. So I think we're all lit now. And so we turn off our lights. One thing to remember with light is that a small light on its own is not very bright, but lots of lights together make all of the difference in the world. We're going to have a moment of quietness, and then in a moment, Deborah is going to start playing for us, and we will sing one verse of Silent Night. Do it as best as you can without the words in front of you. Make it up if you have to. Let us sing together. As we remain in the candlelight, we have our last Bible reading. You can hold that there. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him nothing was made that came into being without him. What came into being with him was life, and that life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And so we stand here with our Christingles, and in a moment we're going to turn the lights back on. But if you are able to safely, on the count of three, gently blow out your candles. One, two, three. Thank you all so much. If you'd like to return to your seats, that's been fantastic to have you all sharing in that moment of holding the lights together in the darkness. We might have blown out our individual candles, but you'll notice that the Christingle on the table here at the communion table is still a light. For no matter how hard we might blow it out, the light of Christ lives in the heart of each and every one of us that believes in him. And on that note, I leave you with a blessing. May the light of Christ shine in your hearts, so that you may be filled with his joy and peace. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and with all of those whom you love this Christmas time and forevermore. Amen. We're going to stand and sing one last carol to round off our service. Number 10, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Join the triumph of the skies. all so much for joining us for our Christingle service. It has been so lovely to have you here with us. On Christmas Eve, we have a number of different services, crib services, midnight services, all sorts of things. If you'd like to come along and join us, you are most welcome. The best way to find those times is either in the parish magazine or the Village Voice, or look at the church website, holytrinityandstmargarets.co.uk, and you'll be able to see everything that's going on over the next few weeks. If we see you at one of those times, we will look forward to celebrating Christmas with you then. But if we don't, we really do hope that you have a wonderful Christmas time in all of it you're doing. We end our service by looking at our orders of service and saying these words together. Let us go in the light of Christ to bring light to all whom we meet. With the help of God, we will. Amen. Thank you and God bless.